Venerable brothers, Dhamma friends, we are going to start the English Dhamma discussion. Actually, we are shifting English Dhamma discussion to Thursday since Bhante Dhammajiva is not available these days. And basically, these days we are discussing Parayana Vagga available in the Sutta Nipata. And last time we were able to complete the very first Sutta. So that is the Ajita Sutta, that is the very first one that we were able to complete. And probably now we can get into the next Sutta. And so I cordially invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to start with the English verses available in the Sutta Nipata translation.
Yes, Bhante. So this is from the Bhikkhu Bodhi translation. And it says... This is page 329 in the Bhikkhu Bodhi book, and this is verse 1040. Who here is contented in the world? For whom is there...
Name of the sutta?
Yes, it is the questions of Tissa Metteya.
Right.
Who here is contented in the world? For whom is there no agitation? Who, having directly known both ends... by reflection, does not get stuck in the middle. Whom do you call a great man? Who here has transcended the seamstress?
Yeah, so this is a very, very important question actually asked by Tissa Metteya, and this being referred in certain other suttas as well. Actually, the answer given to this question is referred in certain other suttas. Later, during the Buddha's time itself, where certain monks, and basically the monks couldn't understand the answer. So let me recite the Pali verse, Tissa Metteya Sutta. Kodang, right? Kodang santusito loke, kassa no santi injita, ko ubantam bim, ko ubhanta abhinyaya majhe manta nalipati kambrusi mahapurisoti ko ida sibbani machaga. So basically the question, as far as I can simply say, so who is the one who completely contented in this world, who has no any kind of cravings, any perturbations happens because of craving, that is not available, and he knows the both ends, and he knows the middle, and he does not attach to that. And to whom are you going to say the Mahapurisa, the great person who has basically transcended the Sibbani, the what you call as the seamstress? So let me ask Venerable Dhammalankara to recite the Sinhala translation also.
අවසරයි ස්වාමීන් වහන්ස. තිස්ස මෙත්තේය මානව පුච්චා, ආයුෂ්මත් තිස්ස මෙත්තේය මෙසේ පිළිවිත්. කවරෙක් මෙලව සන්තුෂ්ට වේද? කවරක් හට තෘෂ්ණා දෘෂ්ටි ඉංජනයෝ කම්පනයෝ නැද්ද? කවරෙක් අන්තද්වය විශිෂ්ට ඥානයෙන් දැන මධ්‍යෙහි ප්‍රඥායෙන් නොඇලේද? කවරක් වූ මහාපුරුෂයයි කියන සේක්ද? මෙහි කවරෙක් Krishna Sibbaniya Ikma Giye Dai.
Oh, so this is a very, very interesting verse, and we'll see the answer given by the Buddha, and maybe Venerable Dhamma Vijita can recite the answer first translation.
Yes, so one leading the spiritual life among sensual pleasures.
Without sense of pleasure, right? One leading, can you repeat?
Yes, one leading the spiritual life among sensual pleasures.
Right, right.
One without craving, always mindful, a bhikkhu who is quenched, having comprehended, for him there is no agitation.
And better repeat the last one also.
Yes. One leading the spiritual life among sensual pleasures.
Repeat the second one, the last verse.
The one before that.
Last one, the next
okay,
one.
Okay, yes. Having directly known both ends, by reflection, one does not get stuck in the middle. I call him a great man. He has here transcended the seamstress.
Yeah. So this is the answer given by the Buddha. Kamesu brahmacharyava vitatanho sada sato sankhaya nibbuto bhikkhu tassa no santi incita. So there's a monk, there's a person who has seen the danger in the samsara. So what he does is basically he has abandoned the sensual pleasures and he is leading a celibate life. And vita tanho, so sada sato, so continuously he is being mindful, and in note, while being mindful he is trying to abandon the craving. Sankhaya nibbuto bhikkhu, now he has attained the nibbana, he has attained what we can say a kind of a quenched situation, all the kind of calm, relaxed situation. And tassa no santi injita, so he doesn't have any perturbation. So there is no any sort of agitation in him, because he was able to abandon what we call this tanha, and he is actually continuously behaving or continuously restraining himself to abandon craving, and he is basically quenched. And yeah, please can you recite, mention the Sinhala translation of that?
මෙත්තේනි භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ වදාළසේක. කාමේහි ආදීනව දැක මගබඹසර ඇති පහවු තෘෂ්ණා ඇති හැමකල්හි ස්මෘතිමත් වූ අනිත්‍යාදිය විසින් දහම් විමසා රාගාදිය නිවීමෙන් නිවුණු යම් මහණෙක් වේ නම් ඔහුට ඉංජිතයෝ නැත්තාහ.
Oh, so then the last verse is the kind of the real essence of this sutta. So ubhanta abhinyaya majje manta nalippati tambrumi mahapurisoti soda sibbani macchaga. So he, the great person who has known the both ends, and majje manta nalippati, and he does not attach to the middle either, and he is the great person who was able to transcend the sibbani, that is the seamstress. Can you repeat that?
හේ අන්තද්වය විශිෂ්ට ඥානයෙන් දැන මධ්‍යෙහි ප්‍රඥායෙන් නොඇලෙයි. ඔහු මහාපුරුෂයයි කියමි. හේ මේ ලෝහි තෘෂ්ණා සිබ්බනිය ඉක්මගියයි.
Oh. So here actually now there's a very interesting question comes. So what is this both ends? And what is the middle? And who is the seamstress? So this is the question, actually a theme of another sutta available in the, what we call, in Chakkanipata, the Anguttara Nikaya, which is called Majje Sutta. Very, very interesting sutta called Majje Sutta. Can you use that also? Can you, Vijita, can you carry the numerical discourses of the Buddha? Numerical discourses? No, Pali, yeah, Pali one, Pali kat, I suppose, Anguttara, the numerical discourses. Anguttara ke gan Chakkanipate. Anguttara Chakkanipate. Oya gan chutta try karanno. Ekenne pot kīpayak thiyena. Chakkanipate thiyeneka balanna wenawa. So basically the idea is, so here Buddha simply has given the answer without properly defining the exact ends. So what are the both ends? So he didn't explain what are the both ends. And further, he didn't explain what is the middle. And he didn't explain what is the sibbani, what is the seamstress. So at a later occasion, there's a discussion about this matter among the monks. So that's an interesting point. So that happens after a long time. So while Buddha is living, so there are certain monks who are quite interested about this verse, the answer given by the Buddha to this Tissamitteya, and now they want to find out the answer. So what is the answer? Basically, what are the two ends, and what is the middle, and who is the seamstress? Because it's a kind of a puzzle that Buddha, the way the Buddha has answered, is very much like a puzzle, and now they want to find out the solution, and that is what completely explained in this Majje Sutta. It's very entirely related to this Tissamitteya, the answer to Tissamitteya. So before we go into another one, so we better discuss about this because this is quite relevant to our meditation. So now I like to go through Majjhe Sutta. So as you know, Majjhe Sutta is available in the Anguttara Nikaya. Chakkanipata means where are the six causes or six factors are explained. So there are the interesting thing is that during you found it? Chakkanipata Mahavagga. Second fifty Mahavagga. That's a great chapter. Yeah, this one.
Okay.
Let me find it. Sixes. Does he open a cigarette? The middle. The name of the sutta is called middle. Majjhe. Majjhe means the middle. So basically, sorry. Yeah, you it starts in the other page. Yeah.
Thus, I have heard on one occasion the Blessed One was dwelling at Varanasi, in the park, deer park, at Isipatana. Now, on that occasion, after their meal, on returning from their alms round, a number of elder bhikkhus assembled and were sitting together in the pavilion hall when this conversation arose. It was said, friends, by the Blessed One in the Parayana, in the questions of Metteya. Having understood both ends, the wise one does not stick in the middle. I call him a great man. He has here transcended the seamstress. What, friends, is the first end? What is the second end? What is the middle? And what is the seamstress? When this was said, a certain bhikkhu said to the elder bhikkhus, contact, friends, is one end. The arising of contact is the second end. The cessation of contact is the middle. The craving is the seamstress. For craving sows one to the production of this or that state of existence. So craving sows one to the production of this or that state of existence. It is in this way that a bhikkhu directly knows what should be directly known, fully understands what should be fully understood, and by doing so, in this very life, he makes an end of suffering. When this was said, another bhikkhu said to the elder bhikkhus, the past, friends, is one end, the future is the second end, the present is the middle, and craving is the seamstress. For craving sows one to the production of this or that state of existence.
Okay, let's before get into more details, so let me explain what has happened. So in the at a later time, so there is a discussion among the monks. So Buddha already has given the answer to Tissamitteya, and that is this so bhante vidittvana majje mantana lippati tambrumi mahapurisoti so the sibbani macchaga. So there is a great person who is not attached to the ends, not entangled with the ends, both ends, and he also does not grasp in the middle as a result of his wisdom, and he is the one, the great person who was able to transcend the sibbani, that is the seamstress. Now the question is, among these monks, is very much like, who are these, what are the two ends, what is the middle, and what is the seamstress? Now, Buddha didn't explain that in the Parayana Vagga. So it is not explained there. So now there's a question later time, while Buddha himself is still alive, among the monks, now they want to find out what Buddha meant. What are the two ends? What is the middle? And who is the seamstress? Now, asmat to nang singhle kat kiyanno. Me mama pali kiyanna dena. Manje sutta evam me sutang ekan samayam bhagava Varanasiyan viharati. Isipatane migadaye. So at that time Buddha was living in the Varanasi in the Isipatana. Tena kopana samayena sambhulanam teranam vikunam paccha battang pindapata patikkhantanam mandalamale sannisinnanam sannipatitanam ayamantara katha udapadi. So now the monks have completed the morning pindapata, they had their meals, and now they have gathered in a kind of a circular platform, and they now come up with a kind of a discussion.
Mavisin mese asana ladi ekkaleka bhagyavathun wahanse Varanasi isipatana nam migadayehi wedawasana seka esamehi pasbat pasubatti pinduwayen perala pamini mandalamalehi rasvahun boho teran teramahanun athara me athuru kathawa pahalaviya avatni bhagyavathun wahanse visin parayana samagamayehi tissa metteya මානවකයාගේ ප්‍රශ්නෙහිදී ඒරහත් භික්ෂුතෙම උභයාන්තය ප්‍රඥායෙන් දැන මැද්දෙහි නොතැවරේ නම් ඔහු මහා පුරුෂයයි කියමි. හේ මේ පස්කන්දෙහි සිබ්බ නි සංඛ්‍යාත තෘෂ්ණාව ඉක්ම ගියේ යයි මෙසේ වදාරන ලදී. අවත්නි එක් අන්තයේ කවරේයයි දෙවන අන්තයේ කවරේයයි මැද්දය කවරේයයි සිබ්බනි කවරේයයි.
Yeah. So now the question is asked from the monks. So this is answer given by the Buddha. So bhante vidittana majje mantana lippati. So that is the verse, answering verse Buddha has given. So what are the two ends? What is the middle? And what is the sibbani, the seamstress? Now different monks come up with different solutions. So they have different answers. So that's the interesting thing. So it's very much like a meeting now going on, and different monks, they are actually elderly monks. So they are quite familiar with the Dhamma and they have lived the holy life for a long time. Now they are coming up with various suggestions. So these are the two ends, this is the middle, this is the Sibbani. So they are coming up with various kind of suggestions. Now first one he says, Evaṁ utte anyataro bhikkhu tere bhikkhu etadavocha. Passo ko avaso eko anto, passa samudayo dutiyo anto, passa nirodho majji, tanha Sibbani. So basically his answer is basically he says, passo ko avaso eko anto, the contact is the one end, passa samudayo dutiyo anto, the second end is the arising of the passa, the samudaya side, the arising side, and the middle is the passa nirodha, the cessation of passa, cessation of contact. And what is the sibbani, what is the seamstress, that is the craving. Tanhahi nang sibbati tassa tasseva bhavassa abinibbattiya. Ettavatako avaso bhikkhu abhinnyayam abhijanati parinnyayam parijanati abhinnyayam abhijananto parinnyayam parijananto ditteva dhamme dukkhassanta karo hoti iti. So they may further mention, so this is the great person who has seen the two ends and the middle, and so since he has properly seen it through his direct wisdom, and he was able to fully comprehend the whole thing, as a result of that, and he is able to completely overcome suffering in this very life. So we'll get the English translation. Can you write side the English? That the first one, first answer.
So in the Anguttara.
Anguttara, yes. We are now shifted to Anguttara Nikaya.
So what, friends, is the first end? What is the second end? What is the middle? And what is the seamstress? When this was said, a certain bhikkhu said, so this is the one we just covered, contact and the arising of contact.
You already mentioned
that,
no? So
the next one.
You already recited
so
that?
I may have, I'm not sure. The second.
No, not the second. First one is the one. Passa, the contact.
You want me to read that one?
Yeah.
Okay. When this was said, a certain bhikkhu said to the elder bhikkhus, contact, friends, is one end. The arising of contact is the second end. The cessation of contact is the middle. of craving is the seamstress, for craving sows one to the production of this or that state of existence. It is in this way that a bhikkhu directly knows what should be directly known, fully understands what should be fully understood, and by doing so, in this way, in this very life, he makes an end of suffering.
Right. The Sinhala translation.
මෙසේ කී කල්හි අන්නතර මහණෙක් තෙර මහණුන් හට තෙලකීය ඇවැත්නි ස්පර්ශ වශයෙන් උපන්හෙයින් වර්තමාන ආත්ම භාව සංඛ්‍යාත ස්පර්ශය එක් අන්තයක අනාගත ආත්ම භාව සංඛ්‍යාත පස්ස සමුදය දෙවනන්තය නිර්වාණ සංඛ්‍යාත ස්පර්ශය නිරෝධය මධ්‍ය වෙයි තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බණිය තෘෂ්ණාවම ඒ ආත්ම භවදවය සංඛ්‍යාත පස්සේ හා පස්ස සමුදය ඒ ඒ භවයාගේ අභිනිර්වෘත්තිය සඳහා හිවන්නේය ඇවැත්නි මෙත්තෙකින් මහණ චතුත් සත්‍ය ධර්ම සංඛ්‍යාත අභිඥෙය මනාකොට දන්නේය ලෞකික සත්‍යද්වය සංඛ්‍යාත පරිඥෙය පිරිසිද දන්නේය අභිඥෙය අභිජානන කරණුයේ පරිඥය පරිජානන කරණුයේ ඉහතාත්ම භාවෙහිම වෘත්ත දුක්ඛය කෙලවර කරන්නේයයි.
So this is the answer given by one senior monk. So he simply say contact is the one end, the arising of the contact is the other end, the middle is the cessation of contact, and the seamstress is the craving. Now this is a very interesting question, actually the answer. Now, in order to sort of explain this, now say for example you are simply watching a movie and it's now getting bored. What are you going to do? Modita, how about you? Assume that you are watching a movie in the TV and it's now getting bored, and what are you going to do? Change the channel, exactly. So you're going to change the channel, say you are now put into the sports channel and you are watching a cricket match. Suppose that now it's also getting bored. Oh, our side, Sri Lankan team, is now, you know, not going well. So it is getting defeated. So what are you going to do next? Again, change the channel. So we have many, many channels now available. And you are again change the channel. So the idea is, now we are basically watching a movie. So that is a kind of contact is happening. Eye contact and the mind contact is happening. So eye contact is the eye and the form as a result of the eye consciousness. These three comes together, the eye contact happens. Again and again the mind get involved with that object. So the mind contact is also happening. So basically we were in that contact side. Contact is now going on. But the interesting thing is before it reaches the end, the complete cessation of the contact, what have we done? We have shifted the channel. In that channel now again a new contact starts arising. So we were in the some kind of a contact, now we shifted to a new contact. Now new contact is arising. And it is also getting bored sometimes later. So now you want to shift to another contact. So the point is we are being driven by craving. So as we are observing something, as we are sort of continuing some sort of, experience, we never want to continuously experience that so that we are seeing the full picture. Rather, as we get bored, we immediately jump to a new experience. So because craving is the one drive us towards the other one, we are not being allowed to see the complete picture. So craving is the one, you know, always. That's why seamstress is the kind of garment lady who is always stitching. It is stitching the two ends. So the middle is not known to us. Middle is hidden from us. That is the cessation of contact. That complete cycle we are not known. Because we are continuously jumping from this contact to a new contact. This contact to a new contact. This contact to a new contact. And we never know the complete cycle, how the cessation of contact is going to happen. So seamstress is knowing how to tangle these two ends without allowing us to know the middle. Now the question, the Buddha's answer is, now one should, the wise person should know the two ends. So how this is operating within the mind and how we are experiencing all these sense impingements. As a result of that, now he, rather than jumping from one object to another object, he need to wait and see how a kind of an experience continuously go on and ultimately cease. Now, cessation of contact is now slowly, slowly one starts to know. You are experiencing, say for example, you are doing walking meditation. While walking, say certain kind of experience is available, and that experience kind of, again, kind of contact is there. Some hardness is felt. Maybe some kind of roughness is felt. Maybe a pleasurable feeling is felt, or equanimous feeling is felt. Now this equanimous feeling or painful feeling, now one needs to look at from the beginning to the end. How this equanimous feeling starts, how it is changing, how it is ultimately vanishes. How another feeling arising, changing and ultimately passing away. Because contact is the one causing the feeling. So probably we might not be able to recognize the contact, but we can recognize the feeling. Feeling is a product of the contact. Passapaccaya vedana. So contact is the contact is the cause for generating the feeling. And when one is able to see how these feelings are passing away, feelings are passing away, feelings are passing away, so that means you are looking at even the how cessation of contact is happening again and again. Each and every contact causes some kind of a feeling, and you are watching how contact is again and again passing away. As a result of that, how the product, that is the feeling, is also passing away. So if you are doing this kind of a meditation, now the seam stress, the craving, can't do its job. So we are basically quite vigilant, investigative, and looking at the each and every contact. We are trying to recognize its full cycle, arising of the contact, changing of it, and passing away of it. Maybe arising of the feeling, changing of it, passing away of it. So we are fully sort of investigating this whole phenomena without jumping to a new contact. Now we are observing that, investigating that. The result is slowly, slowly the craving is abandoned, and we are now being able to, even without attaching to cessation of contact, you are able to simply, you know, withdraw from this whole process. Something like that. This is a very deep answer actually Buddha has given here. And so this venerable who is suggesting this answer, actually that is the exact answer Buddha also has suggested. Later all these monks actually go to the Buddha because they want to verify whether which answer is correct. Because now there are six monks suggesting six answers. Now ultimately they are in a puzzle of which one is the correct one. So first answer is this, what we just discussed. So that is based on the contact. Now we'll go to the second answer. Second answer goes like this in Pali. Evangutte anyataro bhikkhu tero bhikkhu etadavocha. Now once that answer was given, now another monk is now suggesting another answer. Atitanko avaso eko anto anagatan dutiyo anto pacchuppannam majje tanha sibbani. Now this is a very interesting and easy to understand answer. Now atita, the past is one end, future is the other end, and we are basically dwelling in either in the past or in the future. We don't reside in the present. We are not mindful about the present moment. Why? Because of the seam stress, because of the tanha. Because we have some kind of a craving with respect to what has happened in the past, which is very beautiful, maybe very delighting. So we are thinking about it, memorizing it, remembering it, and we are dealing with it. And now again something interesting happened, going to happen in the future. Now I'm jumping into the future. I am in the future now, again thinking about it. Again now I jump to the past, again jump to the future, again jump to the past. So we are continuously jumping from past to the past to the future, never stay in the present moment. Never be mindful. So this is the typical nature of the mind. So as if we consider how we are living in the daily life, so most of the time this is the way we are going on. Either in the past, thinking about what has happened in the past, or regretting about some incident happened in the past. or forecasting and projecting and sort of planning, wishing, hoping, and that is happening in the future. So all that is maybe interesting, maybe exciting. So the Sibbani, the craving knows how to entangle these two ends. For us, the middle is not known. So this is the second answer suggested by the other monk. So probably you can read the English translation, and when will Dhammalankara can read the Sinhala translation.
Yes, Bhante. The past, friends, is one end. The future is the second end. The present is the middle, and craving is the seamstress. For craving sows one to the production of this or that state of existence. It is in this way that a bhikkhu directly knows what should be directly known. In this very life, he makes an end to of suffering.
මෙසේ කී කල්හි අනිතර මහණෙක් තෙරමහණුන් හට මේ කීය. ඇවත්නි අතීතාත්ම භාවය එක් අන්තයක, අනාගතාත්ම භාවය දෙවන අන්තයයි, ප්‍රත්‍යුප්පන්නාත්ම භාවය මධ්‍යයයි, තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බණියයි. තෘෂ්ණාවම ඒ භවයාගේ ඉපැත්ම සඳහා එය අතීතානාගත පච්චුපන්න කන්ද
පච්චුප්පන්න
අතීතානාගත පච්චුප්පන්න කන්ද හිවන්නේය. ඇවත්නි මෙතකින් මහණ අභිඥය අභිජානනය කෙරෙයි, පරිඥය පරිජානනය කෙරෙයි, අභිඥයය මනාකොට දන්නේ, පරිඥය පිරිසිඳ දන්නේ, ඉහත්ම භාවයෙහිම දුක් කෙලවර කරන්නේයයි.
Yeah, so here in the single translation, it is a little bit wrongly translated as that is Atita Bhava, the previous life, and the future is the future life, and middle is the present life. But here it is quite spontaneous, and basically during this life, so how mind typically operates, how mind typically dwells, basically is the answer that typically mind dwells in the past or the future because of the craving. And we are not known to the middle, not known to the present moment. And because the craving is taking care of always tangling us in the past and the future. So it is not relevant to the past life and the future life, rather past events and the future events going to happen in this very life. So therefore the answer has to be in the English translation may be correct. English translation doesn't say about the past life. Is it? What's the English translation? Past life. It simply say past. And the other thing is simply the future. Other than, I mean, it's not relevant to past life or future life. Rather, it is the past and the future. So it is the craving takes care of entangling us to the past and the future, not allowing us to rest in the present moment. So the practice, therefore, is to rest in the present moment. Basically, that is the mindfulness practice, Satipatthana practice, where you are, say for example, you are practicing Anapanasati. Say Anapanasati happens in the present moment. So it doesn't happen in the future, it doesn't happen in the past. Rather, you simply recognize the present moment inhalation. What is happening in the present moment? Maybe it's an inhalation. So you are aware of that. And there may be an exhalation happen and you are aware of that. So it is happening right now. So more and more now you are very much like trained to reside in the present moment. Not in the past, not in the future, rather in the present moment. Now you are able to slowly train the mind to reside in the present moment. Say you are practicing walking meditation. So the walking happens right now. Assume that right now left foot is touching the ground. You are able to keep your attention there. Right now right foot is touching. You are able to keep your attention there. So likewise. So you are able to keep your attention again and again in the present moment. Not dealing in the past, not dealing in the future. Rather in the present moment. So this is a training that we are continuing so that rather than allowing the mind to dwell in the past and the future, now it is very much associated in the present. But here the interesting thing is still we are, to some extent, we are grasping the present. Now, later, so this practice leads us to even to abandon the present. That's the beauty. Now, say in Satipatthana, say, ya samudaya dhamma anupassi, vaya dhamma anupassi, samudaya vaya dhamma anupassi. So, as you are continuing the Satipatthana meditation, as a vipassana technique, as a kind of insightful practice. So ultimately that helps us to even abandon, relinquish even the present experience. And you are very much like somewhat separated from the present experience, and you are not even touching that, because the wisdom is available. Wisdom has shown you the reality of the present experience, and you are not interested of very much like grasping it. Rather, you are dispassionate about it. And now mind becomes somewhat detached from the present experience, and now mind does not attach to anything. Does not attach to anything in the world. So that is the result of the Satipatthana. Anisito cha viharati nacakinchi loke upadhyati. So you are not attached to anything in the world. You are not associating anything in the world. So basically mind has become detached. It happens because you have wisdom now. Insight is there. So that's why Buddha's answer, Yo Bhante Viditva. Now we can apply this answer to the verse given by the Buddha. So now you know the both ends. Past and the future are the two ends. Middle is the present. But Yo Bhante Viditva na majje manta na lippati. Once you know the middle, from wisdom you are not even attaching to the middle. That's the answer given by the Buddha. So you have now wisdom. You are able to abandon even the middle. And now basically you are not basically allowing seamstress to do the binding. Seamstress to do the stretching, the stitching. Rather you are in the very much not even in the middle. You are very much like freed from the experience. Unattached, dispassionate. Basically freed. Got it?
Yes, Bhante, but where does the Buddha talk about, is there a sutta that talks about letting go of the middle? I mean, what's the process of that? Is it just letting go of the present?
Yeah, there are many, many suttas. Mm-hmm. Many suttas are there, Buddha is even asking to let go of the middle. So mm-hmm. So there are, even yesterday we discussed that, Baddhekaratta Sutta. Baddhekaratta Sutta, there are four suttas called Baddhekaratta in the Majjhima Nikaya. So there Buddha mentioned, Atitan nanvagamiya nappatikanke anagatam. Yadatitam pahinantam appattam cha anagatam. So, Atitan nanvagamiya. Don't get carried away by the past memories. Nappatikanke anagatam. Don't have doubts and all the, you know, perplexities about the future. Because the past already gone. Future not yet come. So the present moment experience, then and there you need to insightfully practice. You do the vipassana. You got to do the vipassana for this present moment experience. So what is the result? Ultimately, even the present moment experience, once you know the true nature of that, your mind getting slowly detached from that either.
So then it's through dispassion with phenomena, with sensual, with our sensual attachment to anything, any of our senses.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's in the present moment, we may be attached to it or craving for it, mm-hmm. even if it's in the present moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we can even attach to the present moment experience because of craving. But now the person with wisdom, he does not even attach to the present moment. So that's the idea. So he doesn't even attach to the present. Not only the past and the future, even to the present moment experience, he is not attached. So you know that in the Vipassana practice, the ultimate idea is to understand the true nature, no? Yathabhuta Jnana Dasana. So the result of Yathabhuta Jnana Dasana is nothing but dispassion and the detachment. Dispassion and the disenchantment. Nibbida and Viraga. And once it is there, so you are no more elated with the present experience. So you are not grasping the present moment experience. Rather you are able to abandon that, letting go of that. So where are you now going to stay or keep your attention? Nowhere, basically. No object. Because already you understood no point of grasp in the past. You already understood no point of grasp in the future. Now you are working with the present. Now even the present experience you found it is not useful. That is also impermanent, unsatisfactory, non-self. So now as a result of that, so your mind get uplifted or freed, and now you are trying to maintain that freed mind. So that is basically the vipassana practice. So this answer is, I mean, quite relevant to, I mean, it's easy to understand, and again, it's quite relevant to the meditation. And even the previous one also directly to the meditation. So as we are practicing another kind of, say, satipatthana practice even, so each, for example, the Vedana Anupassana. So you are recognizing, say, pleasurable feelings, you are recognizing painful feelings, you are recognizing equanimous feelings. As a result of that, probably you can recognize the causing contact. So what is the contact cause the present feeling? What is the contact cause the painful feeling? What is the contact cause the painful feeling, or rather the equanimous feeling? So you can even recognize the contact as well. Now you are experiencing this whole chapter, this whole episode, without jumping to a new contact. So likewise, that is also very much answered. So that is also there in the, I mean, it's by the way deep. The first answer is somewhat deep, but the second answer, which is related to, say, past and the future, is very much somewhat easy to answer. Yeah, now we can go to the third answer. Yeah, let me recite the, yeah, no, you better, Dhamma Vijita, so can you
yes, I mean, it's a pleasant feeling, friends, is one end. Painful feeling is the second end. Neither pleasant nor painful feeling is the middle, and craving is the seamstress.
Now that answer is also easy to understand. So simply it is mentioned. Okay, you recognize. Okay, let me first recite the.
එවං උත්තේ අඤ්ඤතරෝ භික්ඛු තේරේ භික්ඛු ඒතද වෝච සුඛාකෝ ආසෝ වේදනා ඒකෝ අන්තෝ දුක්ඛා වේදනා ဒුතියෝ අන්තෝ අදුක්කම සුඛා වේදනා මජ්ජේ තණ්හා සිබ්බනි.
Now that monk says, okay, the present feelings, pleasurable feelings are the one end, painful feelings are the other end, middle is the equanimous feelings, the sibbani, the seamstress, is the craving. So typically, we are not aware of equanimous feelings. We are ignorant about the equanimous feelings. They appear like boring and we are not interested about it. We are not knowing to that. We always jump either to the pleasure or either to the pain. So we are continuously jumping from pain to pleasure, pain to pleasure, pain to pleasure. Not much aware of the equanimous experience. Equanimous experience appear like quite boring and so we are not interested about it. So basically, we are ignorant about it. So that craving basically entangle or bind us always to the pain and the pleasure. So that's the answer given as a third monk. Yeah, we'll go to the single. Yeah.
මෙසේ කී කල්හි අනිතර මහණෙක් තෙර මහණුන්ට තෙල කරුණ කීය. ඇවැත්නි සුඛ වේදනා එක් අන්තයයි. දුක්ඛ වේදනාව දෙවන අන්තයයි. අදුක්කම සුඛ වේදනාව මධ්‍යයයි. තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බනි. තෘෂ්ණාවම ඒ භවයාගේ අභිනිරුතිය සඳහා එය හිවන්නේය. ඇවැත්නි මෙතකින් මහණ අභිඥෙය අභිඥාත වෙයි. ඉහාත්මේහිම දුක් කෙලවර කරන්නේ වෙයි යයි.
So now we covered already three answers. So there are three more. Let's go to the fourth one.
එවං උත්තේ අඤ්ඤතරෝ භික්ඛු තේරේ භික්ඛු ඒතද වෝච. නාමං කෝ ආවසෝ ඒකෝ අන්තෝ රූපං ဒුතියෝ අන්තෝ. විඤ්ඤාණං මජ්ජේ තණ්හා සිබ්බනි.
Now another answer is given. නාම, the name, or we can say the simply the there are five factors in the name. Vedana, sanya, chetana, passa, manasikara, the feelings, perceptions, volition, contact, attention. So these are the name and form. Usually name and form and consciousness are very much interrelated. And name are the very intrinsic chetasikas available in the name, available in the mental side. So one has telling, okay, that name is one side, but the rupa is the other side. So there is a rupa, there's a sign taken from the forms, that is the rupa sanya, so that is the other side. Middle is the consciousness, vijnana. That's a deep answer, by the way, and that is another answer given by another, say, Thera Bhikkhu. You already mentioned that, right?
Yes. Name friends is one end, form is the second end, consciousness is the middle, and craving is the seamstress.
මෙසේ කී කල්හි අන්‍යතර මහණෙක් තෙර මහණුන්ට තෙල කරුණ කීය. ඇවැත්නි නාමයේ එක් අන්තයයි. රූපය දෙවන අන්තය වෙයි. ප්‍රතිසන්දි විඥාණය මධ්‍යයයි. තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බණි. තෘෂ්ණාව එය මසයි. ඉහාත්ම භාවෙහිම දුක් අන්ත කරන්නේ වේයයි.
Then here in the single translation it's given as pratisandhi vijnana, but in the sutta there is nothing called pratisandhi vijnana, but it's the maya vijnana, maya consciousness. In the English translation, it is simply saying the consciousness, not the relinking consciousness. It is not mentioned like that. It is a mere consciousness. So this is the mere consciousness it is referred. So we are very much like jumping from mental experience to the physical experience, we can say. So we are sometimes in the mental world and sometimes we are jumped to the physical world. And always in these two worlds, but never aware of how these two come together and prepare a knowledge, prepare kind of consciousness, the cognition, not known to us. Now say, for example, I don't know whether this is exactly correct. Simply say your eyes, now that is the next answer actually. We have to go to the next answer. Yeah, we'll go to the next answer. That is easy actually. This is little difficult. එවං උත්තේ අඤ්ඤතරෝ භික්ඛු තේරේ භික්ඛු ඒතදවත චක්ඛෝ ආවසෝ අජ්ජත්තිකානි ආයතනානි ඒකවන්තෝ බාහිරාණ ආයතනානි ද්විතීයවන්තෝ විඥානම් මජ්ජේ තණ්හා සිබ්බනි. Now this is the fifth answer given by the monks. So can you...
The six internal bases, friends, are one end. The six external bases are the second end. Consciousness is the middle. And craving is the seamstress.
මෙසේ කී කල්හි අන්‍යතර මහණෙක් තෙර මහණුන්ට තෙල කීය. අවෙත්නි ෂට් ආධ්‍යාත්මික ආයතන එකාන්තය. ෂට් බාහ්‍ය ආයතන දෙවනන්තයයි. කර්ම විඥාණය මධ්‍යයයි. තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බණි. තෘෂ්ණාවම ඒ භවයාගේ ඉපැත්ම පිණිස එයහිවයි. ඇවැත්නි මෙතකින් මහණ අභිඥෙය අභිඥාත වෙයි. ඉහාත්මෙහි දුක් අන්ත කරන්නේ වේයයි.
Oh, now this is an interesting answer and easy to understand also. Now say for example, we are watching a movie as we just explained. So your eyes is what we feel as I am watching. And the film is something that the form that is going through as the object. But because of the interesting episodes going on in the movie, we are immediately attached to that. Either we are grabbed or grasped into the movie, or else we feel, okay, I am the one watching the movie, I am the one who has seen it. You haven't seen the movie, I am the one seeing the movie. So I am making another end. So basically, either I am attached to the experiencer level, or I am attached to the object level. But this whole knowledge happens because of the I consciousness. Chakkuncha paticca rupecha uppajjati chakku vijnana. When I and the form is there, as a result of the combination of these two, the I consciousness happens. The function of I consciousness is entirely not known, entirely hidden to us, because the seamstress, the craving, basically entangles these two ends. Either we are living in this end, I am the one who is seeing it, I see it, I can see it, I am the best person who has seen it, I am the first person who has seen it, so I am in the experiencer side. Or else completely I am fascinated by the form, the film, so I am there. So I either in the there or I am either here. I am there or I am here. So always jumping from the object or to the experiencer. I'm making a self out of these two, and that is how we typically operate, not knowing the function of the consciousness. Now say for example, we'll take another example. Say we are listening to a music. It's a beautiful song. Now I'm the one, I want to listen to it properly. I better go closer to that. I better increase the volume, because now I am here. So I has operated now. I has come to the picture. So you are in this end. Or the song is beautiful. So this is my song. I am the one who sang this song. Or my friend is the one who sang this song. He is the one who sang this song. It has happened several years ago. So now you are dealing with the other end, the song end, the sound end. Not knowing the knowledge part, not knowing the consciousness part, and that is being hidden to us. Say we are tasting something. Say we are eating something. So tongue is there and taste is there. If it is tasty, then I want to have more. The taste. Taste is something I am delightful, so I want to have it more. So I am in that end. Or else I am in this end. I say, okay, I want more. I am the one tasting it. You haven't tasted it. So I want it tomorrow also. So I am in this end. But the knowledge happens, knowing happens, cognition happens as a result of these two coming together and generating its results. That is the tongue consciousness. The function of tongue consciousness is not known to us, because the craving always entangles these two ends. Got the point? So likewise, all the six senses are operating like this. Now say for example, to your mind, there is an interesting thought come. That's often happen. No? There is an interesting thought come to your mind. And you immediately say, oh, I want to think about it. Let me think about it. So you are making a self. You are a thinker now. You immediately jump into a thinker and you are a person here. So basically, you immediately come up attached to this end. Or you attach to that end, thoughts are there. So those thoughts are interesting thoughts. Let me think about something else. Let me think about the future. Let me think about the past. Let me forecast it. So I am basically starting proliferation. I am in that end. So basically these two ends are continuously entangled. Either I am here, I feel as a thinker, or else I am very much like subjected to the proliferation. So I am there. I am trapped in the proliferation. I am there. Not knowing the function of the manovijnana, the mind consciousness. The function of mind consciousness is this separation. It is the one distinctly knowing this. I am here, this is there. That is the function of mind consciousness. That is not known, because these two are very interesting. Craving basically entangled these two. I missed the point basically because of the craving. So the middle is missed to us. So what are we going to do in the practice? Vipassana, for example. Say in the Vipassana practice, what we are going to do is not allowing craving to do this entanglement. And I am not preparing a person either in this end or to the other end. If you can remember the teaching to Bahir, Ditte Ditta Mattam Bhavisati, Sute Sutta Mattam Bhavisati, Mute Mutta Mattam Bhavisati, Vinyate Vinyata Mattam Bhavisati. So Buddha says to Bahir, okay, when you see it, just keep it to that level. Don't proliferate, don't prepare a self either here or there or in the middle. If you hear something, don't prepare a self either here or there or in the middle. You just have seen, you just have heard, that's all. Don't proliferate, don't get mixed up with this experience. You just be a completely detached person, a mere observation going on. My experience is going on. Other than that, there is no person you are preparing here or there. So if we are able to come to that, so then basically the function of craving is fairly abandoned, fairly inhibited. So as a result of that, now you are not even attached to the middle. Middle is the knowing part, that is the, say, the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, mind consciousness. So that is the middle. Even to that, you are not attached. So very, very interesting area. So in the meditation, this is also something we can come across.
Sounds very easy, Bhante.
Yeah. So we have a few minutes. So we'll go, ask my Q&A. So we'll go to the last answer given by the other monk. So he says, evam utte anyatara bhikkhu tero bhikkhu etada vocha. Sakkhayoko avaso ekavanto sakkhay samudayo dutiyavanto. That's another little deep answer. Sakkhay nirodho majji. Tanha sibbani. So please can you translate?
Yes, I mean, it's personal existence, friends is one end. The origin of personal existence is the second end. The cessation of personal existence is the middle, and craving is a seamstress.
මෙසේ කී කල්හි අන්‍යතර මහණෙක් තෙර මහණුන්ට තෙල කීය. ඇවැත්නි තත්‍ර භූමක වර්ත සංඛ්‍යාත සත්කාය එක අන්තේ සමුදය සත්‍ය සංඛ්‍යාත සත්කාය සමුදය දෙවන අන්තයයි. නිරෝධ සත්‍ය සංඛ්‍යාත සත්කාය නිරෝධය මධ්‍යයයි. තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බනි තෘෂ්ණාවම ඒ ඒ භවයාගේ ඉපැත්ම පිණිස එය හිවන්නේය. ඇවැත්නි මෙතකින් මහණ අභිඥේය අභිඥාත වෙයි. පරිඥේය පරිඥාත වෙයි. අභිඥේය අභිඥාන කෙරෙමින් පරිඥේය පරිඥාන කෙරෙමින් ඉහාත්ම භාවයේහිම දුක් අන්ත කරන්නේ වේයයි.
Yeah, so here Sakkaya actually, basically in the Dhamma, it refers as the five clinging aggregates, Sakkaya. And Sakkaya Samudaya is how these clinging aggregates are again and again generated. But typically what happens is, we are not seeing, as we just discussed in the very first example, contact, the Samudaya of the contact, the middle is the cessation of contact. Here also, the Sakkaya is one end, Sakkaya Samudaya is the other end. Sakkaya Nirodha is the middle end, so the middle. So we are not known to the middle. We simply continuously grasping some kind of an aggregate. We are jumping from one aggregate to another aggregate. One aggregate to another aggregate without seeing how a particular grasping aggregate ceases, completely ends. We don't stop. We don't wait till that aggregate completely ceases. What we do is, in between, we jump to a new one. In between, we jump to a new one without having enough understanding about the middle. Because the craving basically do this stitching part. Jumping from this end to the other end, that craving takes care of that. So we miss the point, we miss the middle. So these are the answers given by different monks. And we can simply go to the next part. So that basically summarizes. So ultimately what happened is they went to see the Buddha and they repeat their discussion entirely to the Buddha, and he says, now they want to know what exactly Buddha meant when he was giving this answer to Tissamettaya. So that is where we came from. In the Parayana Vaggas, the Tissamettaya is the Brahmin youth who came and meet the Buddha, and he is asking the question, and to him this answer is given without explaining exactly what is the ends, what is the middle, what is the seamstress. And now they have six solutions. So they want to know exactly what Buddha has meant. Understood? Now six answers are there, but now they don't know what exactly Buddha meant. Now they approach the Buddha. So, and they are asking from the Buddha. And there, Buddha says, Sabbe sangho bhikkave subhasitam pariyayena. Buddha says, monks, all these explanations, all these answers given by you are pretty good. They are all correct. So, by the way, Buddha meant the first answer. Buddha meant, passo ko bhikkave eko anto, passa samudeyo dutiyo anto, passa nirodho majji, tanha sibbani. Tanha inan sibbati, tasa tasa, bhavasa abinibbattiya. එත්තාවතාකෝ භික්කවේ භික්කෝ අභිඤ්ඤයං අභිජානාති පරිඤ්ඤයං පරිජානාති අභිඤ්ඤයං අභිජානන්තෝ පරිඤ්ඤයං පරිජානන්තෝ දිත්තේව ධම්මේ දුක්ඛස්සන්ත කරෝ හෝති इति. So the very first answer given by certain elder monk, so that is exactly what Buddha meant, but all the other answers are also valid answers. So that's what Buddha mentioned as a summary. Probably Asma, you can mention.
Yes, Bhante. Contact bhikkhus is one end. The arising of contact, the second end, the cessation of contact, the middle, and craving is the seamstress. For craving sows one to the production of this or that state of existence. It is in this way that a bhikkhu directly knows what should be directly known, fully understands what should be fully understood, and by doing so in this very life makes an end to suffering.
මහණෙනි පර්යායෙන් ඒ ඒ කරුණින් තොප හැමගේ කතා සුභාෂිතය වැළිඳු මා විසින් පාරායනෙහි මෙත්තෙය පඤ්ඤයෙහි යමක් සඳහා ඒ රහත් මහණ ප්‍රඥාවෙන් උපයාන්තය දැන මැදෙහි නොතැවරේ නම් ඔහු මහා පුරුෂයයිද හේ මෙලව සිබ්බණී සංඛ්‍යාත තෘෂ්ණාව ඉක්ම ගියේයි කියමි. වදාරණ ලදනම් එය මනාකොට අසව මෙනෙහි කරව කියන්නෙමි. වහන්ස එසේයයි ඒ මහණහු භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේට පිළිවදන් ඇසූහ. භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ තෙල කරුණ වදාළහ. මහණෙනි, වර්තමාන ආත්ම භාව සංඛ්‍යාත පස්සේ එකන්තයක, අනාගතාත්ම භාව සංඛ්‍යාත පස්ස සමුදය දෙවනාන්තය වෙයි. පස්ස නිරෝධය මැද්දේ වෙයි. තෘෂ්ණාව සිබ්බණියයි. තෘෂ්ණාවම ඒ ඒ ආත්ම භාවයාගේ අභිනිරුත්‍ය සඳහා ඒ හිවන්නේය. මහණෙනි, මෙපමණකින් මහණ අභිඤ්ඤය අභිජානනය කෙරෙයි, පරිඤ්ඤය පරිජානනය කෙරෙයි. අභිඤ්ඤය විශිෂ්ට ඥානෙන් දන්මින්, පරිඤ්ඤය පිටිසිඳ දන්මින් ඉහාත්මෙහි දුක්ඛ අවසන් දුක්ඛය අවසන් කරන්නේ වේයයි.
So that basically ends the Sissametteya Sutta. So basically the answer given to him is extremely profound answer, but proper explanation is not detailed at that moment. So now we understood so what exactly Buddha meant there, so what are the two ends, what is the middle, and what are the other possible answers, some other possible valid answers. So that basically we can conclude the session as well as the second sutta. So anyway, these suttas are very, very deep, and the whole practice is somewhat concised and included in even in a single verse. So that's the speciality in the Sutta Nipata. So the Sutta Nipata is entirely the early teachings of the Buddha, and they are not someone else's or some other monk's recitations. Rather, the Buddha himself has recited most of them, and those are the early teachings of the Buddha. Now you know that first 20 years how Buddha operated. So that is very much these teachings, the Sutta Nipata. They are very concise, and mostly they are sometimes in the verse form and aimed at very highly intellectual people. Sometimes very difficult to understand their meanings. So people who approach the Buddha during his early stages are really, you know, with a lot of perfections, and they quickly approach the Buddha, and Buddha also, they also ask the question to the point. Buddha also answers them to the point. Now you can see the question asked by Tissametteya. It's a very, really deep question asked by himself. So he has a thorough investigation already done. Now he wants to find the exact solution, exact answer from the Buddha. And Buddha also answers to the exact point. That's it. So very, very interesting. So the same theme is there throughout this Sutta Nipata, particularly into this Parayana Magga. Okay, with that, if there is no any other question, anything? Any question coming from outside? I hope that some people...
Asrai Bhante,
yeah.
There is one question just now came in.
Right.
Yeah. Most respected Bhante, as discussed in today's session regarding the contact, as also heard before regarding the contact within bracket thinness, sangati passo, occurs following sensible object and sense faculty strikes or get together in no time or brink of an eye. In the same moment, vidhi bracket jnana, which generates the relevant faculty consciousness and becomes all three together, namely the contact, vidhi bracket sensible object, sense faculty and faculty consciousness, to generate the feeling and so on. The attentive to the present moment of such contact happens within the jnana sampatti, seems to be sati or mindfulness which able to wait and see or know it directly the cessation of generated particular consciousness. And this understanding of contemplating dissolution after reflecting on an object is knowledge of insight, within bracket, bhanga jnana, put forward as an idea, much merit.
Yeah, yeah.
We can that's all.
Correct. So thanks for the comments. Very much like the same thing. So we have to be vigilant on each and every sense object, or rather the senses, the five senses, the six senses. So we are very much like guarding these senses. So when any kind of senses are getting to in contact with whatever the corresponding object, so the corresponding consciousness is going to happen.
say I and the form, now the eye consciousness happen. Again, I and the form, eye consciousness happen. I and the form, eye consciousness happen. Now this is happening continuously. So we forget about that the function of the consciousness, which is being entirely dependent on the form and the I. So we can't remember that. We simply forget it. Rather, since it is happening again and again in a very rapid succession, actually what happens is we get the perception, okay, there is a contact going on. There is something going on. Now I see something. Now, as a result of that, now the feelings are happening. The recognition, the sanya is also happening. And onto that, I want to think. Thoughts are also happening. So that is exactly what explained in the Madhupindika Sutta. Chakkuncha paticca rupecha upajji chakku vinyana. As a result of I and the form, now the I consciousness arise. And tinnan sangati passo. When this is happening again and again, as a result of our ignorance, we can't understand that the I consciousness is a dependent factor. Instead, we take it also as another factor. And now three factors are there. They are all working together. So we get the perception now, okay, there's a contact happens. So the contact causes feeling. Passa paccha vedana. Then yang vedidi tan sanjanati. So what one feels, that is what one recognizes. And that promotes thinking. Now I want to think about it. I want to have volition about it. I want to think about it. Now the vitakka is going to happen. Yang sanjanati tang vitakketi. It can lead even to the level of proliferation. Yang vitakketi tampa pancheti. Now you are very much like multiplying our thinking, many directional thinking is now going to start. You are intensifying your thinking, overthinking, everything is happening. You basically lost the mindfulness. You are into the proliferation. So, but the if one is able to maintain mindfulness, careful attention, how these things are happening, so you are not allowing the mind to do the proliferation. Instead, you see how these things are basically working out. How eyes in operation, how the forms are in operation, how the eye consciousness is coming to being, and sometimes we being trapped in it. So instead of getting trapped, now you are able to slowly abandon the function of eye consciousness, because you are not allowing mind to rest on anything. Ultimately the mind gets freed, as we just discussed. So basically I can agree with you, by seeing the impermanent nature of this whole experience, either on the eye side, either on the form side, either on the eye consciousness side, either on the feeling side, either on the conscious, either on the perception side, whatever the way, I mean, all in this whole formula, if you are able to recognize certain, say, artifacts, how they are arising and passing away, how they are arising and passing away, this whole sort of entanglement start dissolving. It becomes disentangled. And the mind basically starts giving up things rather than getting attached to things. Okay, then we'll wind up the session. We have spent some time.
Asrai Bante?
Yes, yes.
Geshan has raised his hand. I think just wanted to talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Geshan, you can talk now.
Good. Thank you so much for giving the opportunity for me as well. And Thiruvan Saranai Bante, I'm so glad that I'd be able to join this discussion today. The reason why I say I have learned this sutta before, and during that time, what I have heard at the summary, what Buddha says, since all six answers are accurate, rather than with what you just stated today correctly, it's only the passa or the contact is much the better solution rather. So I think there is a distinguish there, you know, like, so my vision until today was, or understanding until today was, all six answers are equally accurate. And that is what Buddha said, but apparently that's not the case. What I heard today.
No, actually, Geshan, so basically Buddha admit that all answers are correct, but he particularly meant the first answer at that moment.
Yes.
But according to the context, how these monks are sort of answering, so that's all are correct, all are valid answers. But he, the Buddha, actually meant the very first answer. That is based on the contact.
Yes, that's the part that was missing in the previous what I learned, and I think so. That is pretty good for me to sort of get that context. The second point that I thought I should sort of address, you know, in the second point for the Sinhala translation. I guess it talk about the past, future, and the present, but it talks about with the past bhava. The way that I have understood with that, with the translation itself, because we, as a child, I used to sort of hear like the past moment is just the bhava itself. Maybe that would. Do you think that would have been the sort of understanding back in the days during the translation itself? I was thinking because it may be the translators had not necessarily the past life as the bhava, but the past moment as the bhava.
Exactly. So that's what I already mentioned this point. So the singular translation is somewhat erroneous. By adding past life to it. So it takes us to an entirely different view about the answer given by this particular monk. Rather, this monk's answer is fairly spontaneous one. So it is relevant to this life. It is relevant to this current experience. So so therefore, in the English translation, it is Bhikkhu Bodhi has properly done. He simply says, so past is the one end, future is the another end, middle is the present. There is no talk about, no mention about the life,
right.
Rather it is the past and the future, because we all know that our minds are typically operating in between past and the future, never being mindful about the present moment. So this being mindful about the present moment is missed because the craving is there. Craving is continuously stitching us between past and the future. So the Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation we can actually accept, and fairly we can say it is correct from the meditation point of view. Also,
yes, I agree, and thank you so much. I'm so glad to be able to join this conversation.
Okay,
Thiruvan Saranai.
Yeah, Thiruvan Saranai. Okay, then I ask Venerable.
Sorry, Bhante.
Yeah,
yeah. The small clarification, like to know now there are six monks with, come with the six opinions.
Yes.
Basically, that is due to their own practices during the all this time. Like
maybe we can't say exactly. I mean. What exactly how these particular answers are being what's the theme or what is the indication why they are giving that kind of a answer? Maybe there may be a kind of relevance to their own experience, their own practice. Say for example, if one is practicing Ayatana Bhavana, so then he probably has given the answer like Ajjattika Ayatana, the internal sense faculties are the one end. The external objects are the other end. The function of the consciousness is the middle. So he can probably give the first answer, this kind of answer. Another one may be practicing with respect to contact, and he might have given the first answer. So maybe another one practicing more into so recognizing how this identification happens, how eye making happens, how mind making happens. He probably have given the answer of the last one. Sakkaya is one end, the Sakkaya Samudaya is the other end, the middle is the Sakkaya Nirodha. So that may be another profound answer, maybe given as a result of his own practice. It's a bit difficult to have a kind of a conclusion, but we can similarly, somewhat safely assume like that.
Yes, Bhante.
Yeah.
Yeah, understood, Bhante.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thiruvan Sarnai.
Yeah, Thiruvan Sarnai.
Thank you. Thank you, Bhante, for teaching today. And I'm sure we all will experience these merits and give them to all beings for this teaching, and we'll recite the traditional verses. Ittavata cham hehi sambatang punya sampadang sabbe deva numodantu sabba sampatti siddhya Ettavata ca amhehi sambatang punya sampadang sabbe bhutanamodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya. Ettavata ca amhehi sambatang punya sampadang sabbe sattanamodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya. Akasatta ca bhummatta devanaga mahiddhika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakkang tu sasanam. Akasatta ca bhummatta devanaga mahiddhika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakkang tu desanam. Akasatta ca bhummatta devanaga mahiddhika punyang tang anamoditva chirang rakkang tu mangparang. Idang vo nyate nang ho tu sukita huntu nyateo. Idang vo nyate nang ho tu sukita huntu nyateo. Idang vo nyate nang ho tu sukita huntu nyateo. Imina punyakamena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo ho tu yava nibbana patea. Imina punyakamena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo ho tu yava nibbana patea. Imina punyakamena mame bala samagamo. Satang samagamo ho tu yava nibbana patea. Anapatiya.